pray for a moment. Loving God, we invite you into this moment. I pray that you would speak through me, you'd take what I've prepared, and you'd give us each a message for us as a community and for us as individuals. Amen. So the other day, early in the week, I put my iTunes on shuffle just to see what music I've been missing out on. It's always very exciting. I never quite know what I'm going to get. And a song popped up from something called Yanomamo. And Yanomamo was a concert I did when I was in primary school. And it was all about the Amazon rainforest and a tribe that lived there. And the dangers of the Amazon rainforest. There's this song called Burn Them Trees from the perspective of the loggers wanting to clear the rainforest. Anyway, one of the songs in this little production we did was called The Tree of Life, and it was all about this one tree, and it grew figs, and there were birds, and there were bats, and there were wasps. It was all about the life that circulated around this one tree. And it got me thinking about this idea of an ecosystem, about this idea of how things work together. And I think I'm correct in remembering my geography lessons from school that an ecosystem is defined roughly as a community of the living and non-living organisms and how they interact with each other and how they coexist. And ecosystems can be quite delicate. They really need everyone to play their part for them to survive. If one part stops doing its bit, actually the whole thing can crumble, which can be a little bit sad. But what on earth has that got to do with this passage today from Genesis? Well, apart from there being trees in the garden that God created, this bit of Genesis, Genesis 1 in particular, was written by priests. It was a temple text, and it was written while God's people were in exile. And the priests wanted to remind everybody, it's okay, you're away from the temple, but this whole cosmos, everything you see, God has made. It's all his temple in a way. We can talk to God wherever we are. This is all his holy place. And right in the middle of it, like God sets out like the vision for human living, how humans are going to interact and how they're going to be with each other. And one of the first things that God said, it says, talks about it being in God's likeness. And one of my favorite things about the God I believe in, and maybe you believe in the same God, maybe you don't, that's okay, is that our God is a Trinity God, that there is three in one. There's God the Creator, there's the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and there's Jesus the Son. And there are several moments in the Bible when we see two or three of them come together and do awesome things. The first we heard about in that video at the beginning of Genesis chapter 1. The Creator God is like making things. That's how I imagine you make things as a God, just like this. Like, yeah, let's move that, and this, and maybe this. It's a little bit like a workout, it's fine. But the Spirit is there as well. The Spirit is like hovering. I haven't quite mastered hovering. I'll work on that for maybe another talk. But the Spirit and the Creator God are there together. They're doing it together. They're in it together. And at the beginning of John's Gospel, those famous words that I now have to get right, in the beginning, Jesus was there too. The Word was with God, the Word was God. I knew I'd forget them. But Jesus and the Creator God were there together. They've been together since the beginning of time. Our God is not a God who is alone. God lives in community. And there's a lovely moment where we see all three of them. It's Jesus' baptism. And what happens is Jesus is being baptized like this. I don't know, like that, in the water. And then the Spirit, now I am perfect for this, descends like a dove. Like this, just like that. And then God and the Creator God is there, that we hear his voice. It's like, I love you. Paraphrasing. That's basically what God said. But we have this beautiful moment where the Trinity are together. So in God's vision we see for human living, we are not meant to be alone. We are meant to be together. We're meant to be in community with one another. We also see in that Genesis story that God kind of dishes out roles. Plants, you're meant to grow and nourish other people. Humans, you're meant to look after everybody. You're not doing it alone. Adam and Eve were together. They were partners in that. This idea that we're not meant to be idle, just lolling about on a sun lounger. That is fine on day 7, though. That's fine. But the other 6 days, we're meant to be doing things. We're meant to be getting on with things, like making this world work. That's what we're here to do. But what does this mean for us here at St. Mary's? Well, I think we can take inspiration from the early church. So the book of Acts, if you don't know, is like the story of what happened after Jesus died, rose again. He hung out with his friends for a while on earth, about 40 days. It's quite nice. Jesus went back to the Creator God. But then it's the story, Acts, of what happened next. What did Jesus' disciples do? How did they start to spread this message? And one of the ways they did that, they started to form these little communities. We read in the book of Acts, chapter 2, at the very end of the chapter, like the believers, they gather together, they eat a lot, but they share everything. They share what they're doing. I imagine them taking it in turns. Did you make the soup yesterday? Yeah, I'll do it today. That's what I imagine. Oh, I'll bring the bread tomorrow. It's all right, I've got it. But they live in these little communities, and that is where what we're doing here began. And we long at St. Mary's, right here, this is it, for us to be a community. We long for us to be a family. We long for us to be an ecosystem where everyone plays their part and everyone has a part to play. We've mentioned that word family, and that is a beautiful way to describe it. Actually, each of us are adopted into this family. Sorry. That means I'm now your relative. But in a nice way. But actually, I can say that as a single person who lives alone, that means a lot to me. That I know that you are my brothers and sisters and that you will support me. And I, in turn, can support you when there's something that you need. And that is what we long for. We long to be an ecosystem that where everyone plays their part and where everyone supports one another, because we believe that that is how God designed us to live. And if you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I haven't found my place, or I haven't found my part, have a look around and see where perhaps you are needed. See where perhaps you could get involved. Do you want to do this and then go to questions?
Yeah.
Ed.
So as you can see, we have created St. Mary's. There was a slight number system malfunction where I...